Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:37 Thursday morning.
Thursday.
Thanks, Morgan. I can smell Friday coming. Can't stop it. Can't stop Friday.
I smell it coming,
babe. Okay, it's news time. Here we go.
Oh, what happened there?
Well, I don't know.
I was on the wrong bank. Sorry about that, guys.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Speaking of banks, Fremont, hello.
Nice.
That's the
Fremont
right bank.
Bank knows pandemic supplies are in high demand within our schools, so the Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. They can buy what they need now. New personal protective equipment and technology will keep people safe while learning continues, thanks to Fremont Bank. All right, so here's what's happening. Right now, outside my window, the sun is just coming up, and it's beautiful. We do have increasing clouds expected today and rain late tonight. It would actually be considered tomorrow, but it will be in the early morning hours of tomorrow. So there you go. We have rain on the way and snow on the way as well.
Yay. We need that snow.
So, still no word on the Fed stimulus and when that's going to be coming down, but Californians can expect to receive $600. These are low-income Californians. So, Sarah, you don't get $600.
Bummer.
But people could use it. And so, yeah, I sort of have this feeling like that's not nearly enough. And yet, you know, this isn't free money. It is money that will ultimately have to be paid back by taxpayers. So, right. You know, they have to, as they spread the joy around, they got to be careful with it. But that's good news. $600 is headed your way. And that's here in California. And again, you still have, hopefully, money coming from the federal government as well here very soon. I haven't seen anything that says it's like done and headed your way. Have you guys?
No. In fact, I keep seeing that they're continuing to decide what's going in this whole, I don't.
It's a lot, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, we don't have anything on that, but I do know California is headed your way. $600, everyone.
Right.
Yay.
Hurrah.
I like $600.
Did you apply for that somewhere? Do you have to sign up, or are they just, they're sending it out to California taxpayers?
I think that it's a certain income level that gets that sent to them. So
right.
I don't know if it's based on last year's income tax returns or how they decide that, but I don't expect to see it, and I don't expect you to see it. But if I were out of work, I would want that.
Yeah, some people get checks, and some people get the direct deposit straight into their bank. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, let me move on here. This story is one online. Taking your life stories online can be fun for people who are watching. And then, you know, I think it kind of blows up on you. But a woman put online a picture that her husband had sent her while he was on a trip. So he's on some kind of business trip or whatever.
Okay.
She shared the selfie her husband sent her while he was on a trip. And she wasn't like, oh, look how happy my husband is. Or look how much fun he's having. She put the picture up and said, my husband sent me pics trying to look all cute in his suite at the casino, but I noticed some odd things.
Oh. Oh, no.
Now he is single. Can you guess what I noticed? That's what she wrote. And people were writing in saying things like,
oh.
I can't see.
Do you see anything here? Is there's this the picture?
Oh, I'll leave it to you for a second.
Yeah.
You
well, what's the blue thing on the counter there?
Well, that's so there's a hair straightener there.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, boy.
Hair straightener usually used by women.
Usually, yeah. I see
you know,
it now.
His wife would know if he uses one.
Uh-huh. Right, sure.
And apparently that was one of the first tip-offs.
Hmm.
Someone
or are there
else,
other things?
There is. There's okay. a purse in the background as well there in that
oh.
corner.
Oh, look at that. So he's someone having a great
wrote,
time.
You guys, he doesn't have his ring on. And I'm like, oh, crunch, boy.
Oh,
he
there's,
really,
there's that too.
He's up to a lot of no good. Yikes.
You know, cute pale pink shirt, though. That's adorable.
So then his response, apparently, when he was caught, you know, or called out on the hair straightener and purse.
Uh-huh.
His response was, oh, I was in someone else's room. To which, you know, she said, why are you taking photos of yourself in someone else's room?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't take that. I'm punting. So they are now broken up. But I thought it's so interesting. We recently did that story where a guy sent a selfie and in the reflection of his glasses was the lady he's on his solo trip with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm going on a solo motorcycle ride with this chick.
Right. Oops.
You dingbat.
Yeah, just look at the picture real quick before you send it.
Yeah.
Or don't cheat. There's also that. Walk the straight and narrow. Don't lead a double life. That's so dumb. It's just dumb people getting caught. Oh, there it is. Her legs up. It's him taking a picture with some other chick's legs out the window.
Right.
Oh, isn't that adorable?
In his car with him.
Yep.
While he's on a solo trip.
He seems so lonely. Don't worry, honey. It's just a blow-up doll.
Just a hitchhiker. I'm doing a favor for the world.
Right.
Anyway, this next story is one that I always am interested in. Always. Every time.
Okay.
So if I were to ask you, who was the best sex of your life? Does someone come to mind immediately?
John is the best sex of my life.
Okay.
That is my answer, and that's the only answer I'm going to be giving.
That has to be your answer. I understand that. And that has to be the answer of most married people
yes.
who
have radio
normal...
shows and are asked on the air who the best sex of their life is.
Right.
Yes.
It's a very. But I have heard people say many times, many different times, I ask people a million questions, as you well know, and I often will ask, and I hear that, oh, that this person was the best sex of my life. And I wonder what ingredients go into that, right? Mm. Like, is it just a giant dong? Is that it?
No. Mm. Good God, no. Giant dongs are overrated, my friend.
Is it fluid hips? Is that it?
Fluid hips.
Maybe.
If that's it.
That's okay. Not it. It's there's so much more into, I don't know. Sometimes it's just like the way they smell, the just the feel of their hands. Like it's.
Is it the right raunchy talk without going too far over the top? Is that it?
That is good. Raunchy talk. Well, not everyone likes that. I like it. Say something
right.
dirty. Don't make me laugh because it ruins everything. Stop it.
Is it the right method of cleaning the counters? And
yes,
and
taking out the trash, folding the clothes just the way I like them. John folded all the clothes
one.
The other day.
I don't like that.
And he folded I like my t-shirts to be folded, not just like... They need a double fold so I can stack them in little stacks, you know, Marie Kondo style.
Mm-hmm.
Marie. In my thing, they have to be folded a certain way.
Thing.
They're not Marie Kondo style, but it's, you know,
yeah,
inspired by that. And I come out and he's folded them. I'm like, oh, you folded my t-shirts the right way. Oh, my God. So I was like, I almost put out. It was
oh,
I'm so close.
Yeah, that is not
so close
the way
to
that story
him
was supposed to end. I swear to you, I was hanging thinking, she threw him down right there. Please let this be she threw him down
it
right there.
It crossed my mind. It did. I was like, I should really reward this behavior. throw him a little something extra this week.
And then you didn't.
No, I didn't. But I did think about it. I did think about it. You got close.
A new survey asked 44,500 women to name the physical features of their best sexual partner. Now, I'm not as much interested in physical features, but I will read these to you you know what people said. To me, it's more of like, so is it that? Is it because a guy had a beard? Like, I don't see how that makes you that's the best sex of your life. To me,
that would ruin it for me. I don't want a beard.
Yeah, I've also been told you're scratching me. You know? So it's sort of like, okay, I don't see how, but beard's number one.
Really?
Women said their best sexual partner had a beard. Okay. Brown eyes. What? Brown eyes?
Wow.
Piercings. What?
Well, piercings kind of can make some sense, though. I mean,
on the tongue.
Oh, make sense of that for me then.
Well, I mean, physically, sometimes they say that certain things feel better if there's a piercing in certain areas.
Like on your tongue?
Yeah, on their tongue or on certain areas. I don't know that. It just kind of makes sense because I've had that explained to me.
Also, he was
so 99% of the time you're with that guy, he talks like Sylvester the cat. But the 1% of the time that he's doing that, kissing Australia, you're into it.
Isn't this about the sex in general, though?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Right. So that's why I see, you know, that piercings can really add to that.
I see.
Broad shoulders.
I don't know. I have no experience.
Vinny,
with
any piercings?
No.
Nicole?
My ear, but you know, whatever.
No.
Yeah, that's that.
Just my ears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's lying again.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Nicole, lie to us. Tell us what ingredients went into the best sex of your life?
Here we go.
I don't know. I was
slow it down.
No, I cannot list again. No, I was listening and the brown eyes really caught me off guard. Why that? Like,
yeah, I don't know,
deep,
but
rich,
you know, you think
brown eyes.
Obviously, you don't have to tell
like
us the
dark,
name.
Muddy pools.
But when someone asks you, "Who's the best sex of your life?" some picture must come into your mind, right? Like this one guy.
No.
Right? No.
Oh, no. God.
So, are you telling us you've never had good sex?
Obviously.
Oh, that's sad.
No wonder she's not into it.
Yeah. Huh.
Is this just your? You just can't talk about this because your parents are listening. Yeah, is that it?
No.
Oh, she gave us that head
she
nod.
She gave us a shrug.
Yeah, she did.
Tattoos, broad shoulders, brown hair.
Wow.
What's with the brown, though?
I don't know.
It's so basic. That's why.
I wonder if these very basic dudes, they were just asked to describe the physical features of their best partner, and more of them had brown hair, brown eyes, and a brown beard.
Mm-hmm. This isn't what I would want to hear. I'd want to hear like, oh, this is what he did, and I would like to steal that move. Or this is...
Yeah, this was the secret ingredient.
Right. That's what I... The thing. This is what happened.
Well, maybe it's that piercing, Vin. You should look into that.
Small feet are on the list.
What?
Small feet.
For the man or the woman?
I think
or
for the
whoever.
Man. Glasses, high cheekbones, and a snail trail of hair down from the belly button all make up the best sex of these ladies' lives. Mm. It's not helpful, ladies. That was not helpful. I would like our texters to send us something useful, please. Brown eyes, okay.
The glasses, too. Don't those just come off?
Yeah.
Do they get all foggy, you know?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to get? Contact lenses if I have blue eyes? And blue eyes are like, if you look at Hollywood, blue eyes are the thing. In movies, they're the thing.
Or
blue.
Green.
Blue or
but
green.
But these ladies were asked to describe the attributes of their best partner. Mm-hmm. And that they happen to be brown-eyed guys. Maybe brown-eyed guys work harder. Maybe they have better moves.
All right.
It's hard to know.
Oh, your husband has blue eyes, doesn't he?
He does.
Oh, look at that. Mm. The best you ever had blue eyes.
Blue eyes for me, yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Small feet, you're right. He doesn't have giant feet. It's
weird. Has John ever had a beard?
He can't really grow one. It comes in real scraggly.
Patchy.
Yeah. And really curly. It's not like, you know, how some people have kind of straight hairs in their beard. His is like, it's like a fro on his chin.
Like his head,
yeah.
Yeah. He has a fro on his head, so.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense.
How about a couple fast facts?
Oh,
fast facts.
I love those.
It takes 60 tons of paint to cover the Eiffel Tower, which is the weight of 10 elephants. And that's why I brought that up this morning. As I was reading that, I thought, what color paint must they be putting on the Eiffel Tower? I would have thought a dark gray or a black.
Yeah.
And it turns out that thing's brown. Weird.
Well, and if it's brown, it's a really light brown. Like,
start.
It's...
I have more of an answer here.
Oh.
So the colors varied over the years. So originally, like 1889, it was a reddish brown. And then a variation of five shades of yellow over the total height of 1899. And like, so it changes over time. I guess they're constantly painting it a different shade of
brown. So right now it's
brown.
Brown?
Light, I don't know about right
brown?
Now.
Doctor, they have a name for the... There's so many browns. You got your dark browns, your light browns, your medium browns, your beiges.
Yeah, it's brown in general.
All right. Well, I hopefully one day when international travel opens up again, I'll go see for myself and I'll let you know.
Okay.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent us. 510 says, 1, dirty banter. 2, strong, firm hands. Mm-hmm. And 3, rhythmic hips. It's got to be a hip fluidity. There's got to be something to that, right?
Sure.
That's
got to
be part of it.
Get good rhythm going.
Yeah, maybe you take it for granted, Sarah.
What's that?
Maybe you take it for granted. Like if you got somebody who couldn't move those hips with...
Yeah, then you... Right.
Then you'd realize, oh, wow, you know, this guy's lacking.
Yeah.
John was great.
This guy's lacking.
I never should have left John. Yeah. Turns out.
707 says, I was dominated and it changed me forever.
Ow. Ow. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Ah!
510 says, small ones... Mm-hmm. / unattractive men try harder and the sex is better. Mm. It's science.
Science. Da, 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 da.
All right. Let's see here. Oh, here's another one. 925 says, speaking of looking at your selfies before you post them or send them, I saw a selfie on Facebook once and the woman posted her weight while she was on the scale, but you could see her reflection in the scale and she was naked and it was a perfect V shot.
Oh my God. Ah, we're so dumb. Come on, Adele. Tap happens to the best of us. That is, that's so funny. All right.
408 says the free 600 bucks is for very low income level. It's 30K annually or less. Yeah, that is, I don't know how you're not probably making that work. That is, right.
That's not
rough.
It's not life changing money.
Right. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I have had just about enough of Tom Brady.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.